Job chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Can a human be of benefit to God? Can even one who is wise be of use to him? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that you are righteous? Is it gain to him that you make your ways blameless? Is it because of your piety that he rebukes you and brings judgment against you? Is not your wickedness great? Are not your iniquities endless? For you must have exacted pledges from your brothers for no reason, or stripped the naked of their clothing. You must not have given water to the weary to drink, or have withheld bread from the hungry. Even though you are a mighty man possessing land, and an honorable man living on it, you must have sent widows away empty, or crushed the arms of the fatherless. Therefore snares surround you, and sudden fear terrifies you. That is why you cannot see in the darkness, and why flood waters cover you. Is not God in the heights of heaven? See how high and lofty the stars are. Yet you claim, what does God know? Can he judge through thick darkness? Thick clouds are his veil, so that he does not see while he walks on the vault of heaven. Will you keep the old path that wicked men have trod? You who were snatched away before their time, whose foundation was swept away by a flood, who said to God, leave us alone, and what can the Almighty really do to us? Yet he has filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see their destruction and are glad. The innocent laugh at them, saying, surely our enemies are cut off, and what was left of them was consumed by fire. Yield to God and be at peace. This is how good will come to you. Accept instruction from his mouth, and store up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. If you remove injustice far from your tents, if you throw your gold to the dust, and gold of Ophir to the stones of the streams, then the Almighty will be your gold, and be your precious silver. Surely then you will delight yourself in the Almighty, and lift up your face to God. You will pray to him, and he will hear you, and you will fulfill your vows. You will decide on something, and it will happen for you, and light will shine on your ways. When they are cast down, you will say, lift up. Then he will rescue the downcast. He will deliver even one who is not innocent. He will be delivered because of the cleanness of your hands.